only go there the way she is, gedilosa, when she's growing, means the way she normally walks, the way her normal manner is. That she should not fold herself too much in the mikvah. I mean, if they say like this, if not, like, we learn like this. Ho'ish, nira koider. This brought down aloha by Maris Negoim. That Prostik says, lechol mareni ha'koyin, says only tummy if the koyin could see it. Not in his base of storm, not in the hidden parts of his body. So now what's called normal, a person is, the way a koyin can look at him to see if he sees the nega there or not. So it says, by a man of the negas, by a man is koyder. The way his arms are, the way he's, or either the way he's plying a field, or maisik b'zaisim, or else the way his feet are, the way he's pulling off the olives off the tree, k'maisik, the way a man is standing in that way, that's not too tight together, that's the way a kohen should be able to see the nega. But if he can't see it when he's standing in this way, then it's Torah. Isha, what about an Isha? Nira k'regis, her arms are the way her arms are the when she weaves something, or Manika as Beno, and how her feet are when she bends herself over to nurse a child. So kids, so this is the way she should go to the mikvah also. Bent over a little bit, but not too much. Omar Rabba Barafuna Neima Achas Keshura Chetzetzes Venisha, and a hair. If one hair is knotted, there's a knot in one hair by itself, that's very tight, that does not let the water go in the hair, and therefore that's called a chatzitza. Because the locher is, when Isha goes to the mikvah, the whole hair has to be in the mikvah. What's going to be shalish? If three hairs are knotted together, then that's not called a chatzitza, any chatzetzes. What's going to be shtaim if two hairs are knotted together? Any day he wasn't sure what the locher is. For Rabbi Yechon says, though, Anu and Lanu, we hold like this. El achas, only if one hair is knotted, that's called a chatzitza. Two already, it's loose, that's not called a chatzitza. Omrav Yitzvah Yitzchak says, Devatar Midiraisa, the Venisha has a chatzitza, means something covering her body, that the water does not come on contact with the body. So Midiraisa chatzitza is only if the thing covers most of the majority of the body, and also she's marked, but she doesn't want to be there. So it's a big machlokes to show this Gemara is talking about the body, it's talking about the hair. Rashi says, even the hair also. The loch of the hair is like said, like a part by itself, that if a hair, what's called the chatzitza, if rove of the hair is covered up with something and she's marked, but that's called the chatzitza. Others learn that it's only one thing, the body and the hair together. The hair could be mitzarev to the rove of the body. Rashi's mashma, no, the hair is a din by itself. That if rove of the hair is covered up, that's called the chatzitza, but providing she has to be marked, but she does not want that thing to be there. Like knots, she does not want the knots to be in the hair. What's going to be Rubai Vienna Makbet Olav? Let's say rove of the body, rove of the hair is knotted, but she doesn't care about it. Then Midirai says, it's not called the Chatzitza. But Vigozva Bonamedic Zera al Rubai, Shaina Makbet, if rove of the hair is knotted together, even though she doesn't mind, Mishum Rubia Makbet, the Medic Zera, ought to a case where most of it is knotted and she does mind. And who are then Vigozva Amiata Makbet? Let's say Amiata of the hair has a knot, only one hair has a knot. But if she's marked, but she doesn't want it to be there, the Rabbanim made Xerva, say that's called the Chatzitza, Mishum Rubi HaMakbet, Xerva Otto, where the majority is knotted and she's marked. So Mara says, if so, Valig Zanam, one of them may also make Xerva Muta Shena Makbet, even if only one here is knotted and she's not marked on it, still it should be Xerva. Mishum Miat HaMakbet, in the case where the Miat and she's marked on it. So she'll all be Nichlan, one Xerva. So Mara says, no. He goof exeirin. In case we only have a miyat and she's marked, but it's only yosem of the rabbanon. If so, we are not nekem and nigz exeir exeir. Usually, we say we don't make exeir exeir. Therefore, they did not make exeir on this case. Omar Rav says like this: Nida bizmano ena tevela salabalayla anida midiraisa. When she sees down, she's telling me for 7 days. So she has to go to the mikvah first after the 7 days, the night, going into the eighth day, that's when she can go, but not during the seventh day, she's still tummy. But for Shlei Bizmana, let's say the eighth day came already, then Tavelis, Bein B'yoyim, Bein B'layla, Midirashi, she could be tabled either the eighth by night or by day. Rabbi Yechon says no, that Bein Bizmana, Bein Shlei Bizmana, whether it's the seventh or the eighth day, and the Tavelis, Ela B'layla. And he does not want to go to the mikvah at daytime, only at nighttime. What's the reason? Mishum Smach Bitas, because everywhere that the daughter will follow the mother's footsteps. As if even though the mother's going on the eighth day, that really Midirais is Mutam, But the daughter would not know that. The daughter will only know that her mother's going to the mikveh by day. So when she gets older, she'll think also she can go to the mikveh also by day. And she'll think even the seventh day is mutter. Therefore, the Rabbanan and Isha should not go to the mikveh by day, only by night. The Yaf Rav, the same thing Rav also, Hodeh Rav retracted. The Yom Rav Chiyah Barash Yom Rav, Nidah Bein Mizmanah Bein Shleib Mizmanah, and Tevela Tzela Balayla. Mishum Svach Bita, he also made this desire of, Mishum Svach Bita, and Isha should only go to the mikveh at night time, not by day. Asking Rav Idi Bin Norish, Rav Idi made a special takon in Norish, his city, Lemitzvah B'yoyim with the Timnei. He made a special gzeir, a special takon there, that the other Norishim were allowed to go to the mikveh on the eighth day. Mishurma Yusa, because ladies were afraid to go at night time. There was Ayusa, there were lions around, there was a dangerous place, so the Pasha, they're afraid to go, so because of this, he was making for them to go by daytime. Rav Acha by Yaakov Befufnoi, Rav Acha was Masak in his town Befufnoi, Bishum Ganvi, there were robbers around at night, it was dangerous to go to the mikveh at night, so therefore he was making for them to go at 8 by day. Rav Yudu Befufadisa Mishum Tzina, Rav Yudu was making them from Befufadisa because it was too cold to go at night, so he was making for them to go B'yayim. On the eighth day, Rava was maker by Mechuzo, Mishum Avule. Also, there were the Rosh Hashori here. There were the people took care of the gate. They were going, there was dangerous to go at night. So, therefore, let them go beyond. Omale Rav Papa Rava. Rav Papa said to Rava, Ulabaya, Michti, let's see. Hoidne today, Kulai Safik, Zavis Shavini Rabbonin. Today, we have our Gzeira, we have our Tekonim Mishum Mabzeira, that when Isha just sees once done, she has a din like a Zava, she has to have Zayinikim. So Rabbanim always make a Tekonim now, but like a Zava. If so, Litfalinu B'yamama Dishvi, Manashach, when she has Zayinikim, it's always past the seventh day of Nidus Midiraisa. So never comes to be Tevil, it's past the seventh day, it's like you already know the eighth or ninth, it's way after that. So why can't she be tevil b'yayim today? There's no more need this anymore. They're only like zavis, and a zavah could be tevil on the seventh day. So when it says mishum d'Rav Shimon, when machmir across Rav Shimon's halacha, the Tanya learned like this: acha titor means acha racha lekulan. What does that mean to say? Shleit teituma masekas b'nayim. An isha that was a zavah, she has to count then zaynikim, and she can't have any interruptions. She sees once in between zaynikim, just start counting over again. Rav Shimon Omer Acha Titor means Acha Maisa Titor. That means after the seventh day, Miksa Sayyim, Midiraisa, really she could be Tevil on the seventh day of Zaynikim. Avalom Rechom, Rav Shimon said, the Chom made Exerim and said, no, Avalom Rechomim, also Lassus came, it's awesome the Rabban to do this. Shem Tavlo De Safik, that she's going to be Tevil B'yayim on the seventh day, maybe she'll come to live with her husband then, and then we're afraid maybe she'll see Dan after that, after she will have Tashmish. And then she's Oikah, she's Tamil Mafraya, I'll come out of Bikilkul. So therefore the Rabbanu do not want her to go to the mikvah on the day, but rather to wait till night time. So that's our minig now, the Bezman is there, Noshim only go to the mikvah at night time and not by day. And even though the Gemara says there are reasons, sometimes they're Masakin, but third they're not Mikkel. Today Lamaisa, they have mikvahs inside, it's safe, there's no real reason to go beyond. Of other minig is only, and neither should only go to the mikvah by night. Omer Rav Huna, Isha Chayfefes Biachas B'Shabbos for Tevelas B'Shlishi B'Shabbos. And Isha is allowed to take a shower first on Yom Rishon and go to the mikveh B'Shlishi means Monday night, or one day later. Well, why? She can Isha Chayfefes B'Rosh Shabbos Tevelas B'Mitzvah Shabbos. It happens when Isha has to go to the mikveh B'Mitzvah Shabbos. And we want her, L'Chatila Mashma now, she's supposed to wash herself before she goes to the mikveh that day. But by Shabbos she can't wash herself. So she washes herself Friday. So you see, we'll make her to let her wash herself Friday and go to the mikveh first Mitzvah Shabbos a day later. Suah din b'choil, even though here she could have waited and first washed herself the next day, still we'll make her to say she could wash herself today and go to the mikveh tomorrow. That's what he holds. We'll soon see the halacha how we hold. Huah din, he says also, Isha chafefes biachas b'Shabbos, and Isha could wash herself on the first Yom Rishon. For Tevelas Brevi, and she first go to the mikveh on Tuesday night. Your Leil Revi B'Shabbos Wash Kanisha Chafefes Be'Rosh Shabbos Tevelas V'Mitzvah Yom Tov Shechal Liyasach Shabbos. Sometimes it happens that Shabbos and Yom Rishon is Yom Tov, so she has to go to the mikveh on Mitzvah Yom Tov on Sunday night. So she's tired. She goes wash herself first on Friday. She has 2 days in between. And who are then Isha Chafefas Bechel Shabbos of the Lord for Chamishu Shabbos? Sometimes she could wash herself on Sunday and first go to the mikvah on Wednesday night. Why? She can Isha Chafefas Bechel Shabbos. Sometimes it happens that she has to wash herself on Friday for Tevela. She can first be Tevela Monday night. But Maitsoi Shnei Yom Tovim Shavuot Hashanah. Shechaliyas Achra Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah comes out on Sunday and Monday. That she has to go to the mikvah first Monday night. So she can't be wash herself on Monday, not on Sunday, not on Shabbos. So it's 3 days in advance she's washing herself. So what did a regular Isha also could do the same thing? That's what Rav Huna holds. However, Rav Chisda Amar no. Kulam read in all these cases is true when it comes out on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or 2 days Yom Tov. It's true. She washes herself on Friday and goes first then. But Shekain Layam Rina, but in the normal weekday, we don't say she could wait 2 or 3 days. Why? Because Rav Chisda holds, where it's possible to wash herself the day, she has to wash herself but then go to the mikvah that night and not wash herself before. Just here on Yom Tov, she can't help herself, there she's allowed to do it 2 or 3 days before. For Rav Yemer, Rav Yemer says, afilu shekein nami amrin. He holds no, that we say shekein also, he holds we do learn out efshe mishri efshe. Leva me'isha chafefes b'yechad b'shazot tefelot v'chamisha b'shabes. This he doesn't know from. The Isha should wash herself on Sunday and go to the mikvah first Wednesday night. He does not from that. In the case with his 2 days Yom Tov, he does not she can wash herself Friday. In such a case, it's better off that she should wash herself yes on Maitzoy Yom Tov and go to the mikvah then. Even though we don't like that for first to wash herself at night time, because we're afraid she won't do such a good job, she'll be in a rush to go to the mikvah ready. But in this situation where it comes out Yom Tov 2 days on Sunday and Monday, so then to let her wash herself on Friday and first go to the mikvah on Monday night, that's too late. So in this case, he holds even then she should first wash herself Monday night and go to the mikvah then. Now, how do we hold Dorash Meremer Meremer Medrash Hilchasak Rav Chisda? We hold like Rav Chisda that Avada Efsha, we do not learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha, and therefore on a regular weekday Avada she should not wash herself a day in advance, but rather that day. And also like Rav Yemos, in the case of 2 days Yom Tov, if the Shabbos, she should be samech and wash herself on Maitzoy Yom Tov and not be samech on Friday's washing. Now we boil over a question like this. We'll soon see how we feel the Chalom Halacha L'Maisa. He boil over a question like this. Isha Masha Tocha Balayla Batitfa Balayla. What's going to be, can Isha first wash herself at night and go to the mikvah that night? Let's say a weekday. Is it alright to wash yourself and go to the mikvah that night? Mazut Roy says, no, it's no good. We're afraid she won't do a good job. She's too much in a rush to go home already. So we make her wash herself B'yayin. If we have Chinun the Mesura, sure, he'll know it's okay. It's Kedai to wash yourself at night, right before the mikvah, you're better off that way. Oh, Malay Ravadar Chinun the Mesura. Lavhochi Evlu, didn't the case happen like this? Bidveisua di Abemori. Now the Bach says the Gersa should be here that Omale Ravado Lerav Mori. That Ravada Lamazutra. That Ravada is asking the question out to Mazutra. You just said it's also to be wash yourself at night. I asked them Lavhochi Evlu, didn't happen a case like this. Lavhochi Evluvda. Bidveisua di Abemori. With the wife of Abemori. Resh Kalusa. That the Ikud, she got angry at her husband, and she didn't want to go to the mikvah that night. So also Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Lufayis, Rav Nachman Yitzchak went to Lufayis her to tell her to go to the mikvah. The Yom Relay, and when she said back, my Issa Hashta, like, what's your rush? What do you want me to do it right now? Rush says, Malachol Lamar Lala, what should I rush right now? Tiski, the Ice Lamacher. So let me wait, I'll go to the mikvah tomorrow. So V'yoda Mai Kormel, he understood what she meant to say. What she meant to say was that she didn't wash herself yet. So she held Mislam, she has to wash herself B'yoyim, and now it's nighttime ready, so it's too late to go to the mikvah tonight. She'll go to the mikvah tomorrow first. Omer, he said back to her, no. Doidi Chasarta, listen, are you missing a pot of water? Are you missing a kettle of water? That's what you're missing. Tishtiki Chasarti, are you missing, say, the chair you sit in when you wash yourself? Or Avdi Chasarto, are you missing a servant to help you? Meaning to say, go to the mikvah right now, go and wash yourself at night, and go to the mikvah. So Mashmiel, yelled, you see, like Avchinun the Misurin held, she's allowed to wash herself at night and go to the mikvah at night. Now the Gemara says, Dorish Rav, Rav made a drosh like this. Isha chayfefes be'er shazot tevelzah moitzvah Shabbos. In the case of Erev Shabbos, it's good to take a good shower, wash yourself Erev Shabbos, and then she goes to the mikvah moitzvah Shabbos. Again, he is supposed to wash herself b'yoyim, and not misanach at night time. Oh, Malay Rav Papa, Rav Papa said back to Rav, I v'sholach Ravin b'gritoy, Ravin sent in his letter, Isha le'tocha be'er shazot, Isha should not wash herself in Erev Shabbos, titful moitzvah Shabbos, and go to the mikvah moitzvah Shabbos. The Teimal Asmukhot, so wonder, how could you say that? Hey, Chefevus B'yem, Tevelus B'layla. That how could you let her first wash yourself B'yem and first go to the mikveh night time? Had been to take a little chafi for tefillah. For lekka, we have to have right away. As he holds, Mustam, it's better to wash yourself at night time right before you go to the mikveh. I'll take it right before you go to the mikveh, start to wash yourself then to make sure you'll be clean for more chatzitzis. Hodo, after we had this happen, Uki Rava Maroyalo, Rava put it on a Mayro. The Dorsh is dashing like this, that the Vorm Shemat, Lefnechem, Toys, and the things that I dashed before as a Toys. Rami Shino, Kach, Omru, Mishmed, the little said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. That Isha, Loitocha, Bera Shabbos, Isha should not wash herself in Bera Shabbos, Titzvah, Bera Mitzvah, not to make first Mitzvah Shabbos. So Tema Latzvah, it's the one, the Hechafevus, Biyam, it's all as well, how could she wash herself Biyam, and then first go to the Mikvah at night time? For Abinu, we have to have some Lechafifa Tefillah, Balekim, we don't have it. So according to this, the best eitzur is whenever she goes to the mikvah, that night she should first wash herself that night and then go to the mikvah and not do it b'yoyim. But the hilchus says, "What's the maskana? What's the loch of it?" The hilchus says, "Isha chefefes b'yem, and Isha has a right to wash herself at daytime, v'tayvelus b'layla, and go to the mikvah first at night. That's one halacha. And also the hilchus says, Isha talk of elablad, Isha only wash herself at night time. So kura kash hilchus says, it's a kura kash hilchus hilchus the kasha, the yesha, or the lo yesha. If it's a big shalom, what does it mean? Rasa, the yesha, loch of b'yoyim, if it's possible to wash yourself at yoyim, you should wash yourself by daytime. But when it's not yesha, do it by daytime, it's, let's say, mitzvah Shabbos, then you should wash yourself first mitzvah Shabbos. This is Rashi Shita Chathilu, you should start washing yourself by yoyim, and then go to the mikveh at night. Other shittos hold know that kedai to wash yourself always at night time right before the mikvah, and usually the minig is, if possible, they start when it's still daytime and continue on until they go to the mikvah. But if anechnami, but the case where it's a big rush at night time, she has the right then to take a good bath, a good shower, b'yayim. And if not, then she could take a shower, take a good bath at night time right before the mikvah. But even though she does wash herself for yoyim, still the minhag is before she goes to the mikvah, she should wash herself again. And so that's the maisa that she really she could do either way. And the minhag is, Lamisha does a good job, wash herself well, either she start for yoyim and finish at night, or she's in a rush, she can't do it for yoyim, she could be samech first at night time in the mikvah itself to take a good shower and a bath there, and then go to the mikvah. Alright, we'll stop here.